Here now with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
Vacant property refurbishment grants will be expanded as part of the government's new housing plan, which will be published this morning. A new €400 million instalment of equity to support smaller construction companies to build homes will also be included. The plan, which went to Cabinet yesterday, seeks to deliver 300,000 homes, including 90,000 starter homes, over the next 6 years. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
Today's strategy will aim to convert more vacant shops and premises into homes with funding of up to €140,000 per property set to be made available. There will be finance for expert advice on how best to turn these spaces into residential units. The above-the-shop grant could also be extended to include properties that are owned by small companies. Overall, the plan hopes to bring 20,000 homes back into use through the Vacant Property Refurbishment Grant. While councils will provide service sites close to towns where social and affordable homes can be built, along with self-build houses.
The Climate Action Advisory Council has said Ireland is missing climate targets and needs to take radical action to avoid substantial fines in 5 years' time. The council said there is a need to move away from expensive fossil fuels. Colman O'Sullivan reports.
National climate action plans set a ceiling of 295 million tonnes of carbon dioxide equivalent for the first carbon budget for the 5 years up to the end of 2025. But emissions will exceed that by 10 million tonnes. That overrun will have to be taken out of the next carbon budget, which runs till 2030. That will require deeper cuts and make it very difficult for Ireland to cut emissions by 50% by 2030. Failure could result in fines of up to €26 billion. The Climate Change Advisory Council says Ireland needs to eliminate fossil fuel subsidies, increase investment in public transport, and reduce demand for transport by building housing in a compact way within the limits of existing cities, towns, and villages. It also calls for grants and subsidies targeted at those who need them most to ensure a just transition.
President Trump has signed into law a funding bill that ends the US government shutdown. The measure guarantees military funding for the whole of next year, but other government spending is only funded up to the end of January. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
At 43 days, this has been the longest government shutdown in US history. It came about when Democratic Party senators refused to pass a funding bill unless the Trump administration reversed cuts to health insurance subsidies known as Obamacare. An agreement brokered over the weekend led to a split in the Senate Democrats, with enough voting with the Republicans to send the bill back to the lower house, where it was voted through last night and immediately signed into law by the president. The new funding bill will cover military and agriculture spending for the whole of next year, but only funds other government spending up until January 30th. There is no commitment to reverse the cuts to Obamacare, but Senate Republicans have indicated a willingness to look again at the issue after the government reopens. Without subsidies, some 20 million Americans are expected to give up health insurance because it's unaffordable. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
A fisherman has died after falling overboard from a fishing vessel off the northwest coast. It happened on Tuesday afternoon off the coast of Aran Mór within Irish territorial waters. The man, aged in his 40s, was recovered from the sea by a rescue vessel a short time later and airlifted to Sligo University Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. A climate vulnerability assessment report on Skellig Vihil has found the site is at risk from threats posed by a changing climate. The threats include possible damage to the monastic structures on the island as a result of extreme weather. However, the report also found that management measures to address the impact of climate change, in particular those around rockfall, had helped to reduce the risks. Skellig Vihil, also known as Skellig Michael, is an island off the coast of County Kerry and the site of a monastic community founded sometime between the 6th and 8th centuries. Dr. Connie Kelleher is a senior archaeologist with the National Monuments Service. She told Morning Ireland there was no immediate danger to the monastic structures, but that safeguards have been put in place.
We have an ongoing monitoring measures on the island for looking at movement in walls of the monastic site, looking at any degradation to, for instance, the grave slabs that are there, this beautiful incised crosses, and we're looking at those. And then for the rockfall, our colleagues in the Office of Public Works, which are our partners in managing the site, have put in what we call crash decks, and they've expanded the crash decks in areas of extreme vulnerability so that it's made it safer for visitors and staff to the island as well.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Arona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
Some mist and fog this morning, rain clearing from Ulster and North Connacht. Scattered showers moving across the country during the day, some turning heavy. Occasional sunny periods, highest temperatures 7 to 15 degrees, mildest in the south. Moderate to fresh, northeasterly winds in the north, light to moderate, variable winds elsewhere.